getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
I detect that it is indeed time for another Tim's Oompa Hour, bringing you great old-time oldies all over the world, man, by the radio and the interwebs and all that stuff out there. So sit back, relax. We've got about an hour of great old-time music to play for you today. And I'm especially excited because this week we launch our first week that starts incorporating some holiday music into the show. So stand by for that because I love Christmas music. And I don't care, old-time Christmas music, rock and roll Christmas music, whatever. I love Christmas music, okay? I'm telling you. I'm trying to look here. Who do we have on the Christmas list here? You know, there's a record company that puts out records that doesn't tell who the band is. Can you believe that? I have a Christmas record coming up in the show today called When Santa Does the Polka, and it tells us that Larry Kivos is singing it, but it doesn't tell us who's in the band. In fact, I have a entire album put out by this record company full of songs, and it says these bands are on this record, but nowhere does it tell which songs are by which band. So that's going to be a surprise for us when we get into that album. But anyway, we've got that coming up. I got Frankie Yankovic doing a holiday tune for us here, and from Frankenmuth, Michigan, Marv Herzog and the band will do a holiday tune for us. So that's all coming up in the world of holidays. Our program, of course, brought to you by melaniesmusiclessons.com. We'll talk about Melanie a little bit, too. So stand by for that. And I bet you there's somebody out there celebrating an anniversary today. You know that someplace in the world there are hundreds of thousands of people celebrating anniversaries today. So why not start with Happy Louie and the Anniversary Polka?
Nasze rodzice, długo lat już minęło, jak dwa serca kochające sobie śluby składało. Jak dwa serca kochające sobie śluby składało. W kościele wszystkie szukali, było tam gości wiele. Organy wam pięknie grały, ładne było wesele. Organy wam pięknie grały, ładne było wesele.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Happy Louie there, the anniversary polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And as long as I happen to be remembering it at the moment, you can always reach us via email if you'd like to request a song or you have a question about a record or whatever. Very simple email address. It's just oompahour@mail.com. And that's oompa with two oohs, oompahour. @mail.com. So by all means, feel free to send us a note if you're enjoying the program or if there's something you'd like to hear. Give us a holler. It's not really a holler. It's just, you know, send an email. It's much quieter than hollering. Johnny Bamba and his orchestra. This record says copyright 1946 on it. So this is definitely an oldie but a goodie. Here's the Modern Times Polka. There you go, Johnny Bamba. That record kind of actually sounded like it was from 1946, didn't it there? There you go, the Modern Times Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And we are just seconds away from our first official holiday record of the season here, and I'm looking forward to that. In fact, I'm putting it on the turntable right now. Before we roll that, I want to talk to you a little bit about MelaniesMusicLessons.com, because if you would like to learn to play great music, it's fun, it's very satisfying, and you know, you can be the hit of the party, you know, or especially the holiday season, you have people over into, hey, let's pull out the accordion and do some Christmas tunes, for example. Well, she teaches accordion, piano, electronic keyboard as well. Melanie has over 30 years of experience in teaching music, so she knows what she's doing. The coolest thing is, no matter where you are in the world, if you have access to the internet, you have access to Melanie and her music lessons, because she uses Skype to do live interactive video music lessons. So it's like she's in the living room with you, but she's really not. You can take lessons while you're traveling. You can use your desktop computer, your laptop computer, your tablet, your smartphone, any device that will run the Skype program. And you can get your first lesson for free, with no obligation, so you can't hardly beat a deal like that. Find out more. All the information you need is at MelaniesMusicLessons.com, all right? Just look it up, MelaniesMusicLessons.com, and you could be the star of the show. All right, let's get on to some holiday old-time music. Here's Larry Clevos and When Santa Does the Polka.
Santa does the polka, he's happy as can be. The elves and reindeers dance with him around the Christmas tree. The music is so lively, it gives them energy to make the long, long journey to us on Christmas Eve. Across the land,
dance, dance.
For all the girls and boys, they will all be waiting for the favorite Christmas toys. When Santa does the polka with Mrs. Claus, it's grand. They'll swing around the North Pole dancing to a polka band. When Santa does the polka, he's making spirits bright for children that are waiting for him on Christmas night.
Dance, dance, dance.
Do your favorite polka band.
Dance, dance, dance.
Spread cheer across the land.
Dance, dance, dance.
For all the girls and boys, they will all be favorite Christmas toys.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Ah, there you go. When Santa does the polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old time oldie show, and that kind of officially kicks off slipping in old time holiday music during our show here as we head into the holiday season. In fact, Frankie Yankovic will be up in a little bit. What's Frankie doing? I believe the Jingle Bell Polka is coming up here in a little bit, so stand by for that on the way. Right now, let's go to a little record from Marion Lush. It's the Over My Cradle Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour.
I płynie, wiśla płynie po polskiej krainie, po polskiej krainie. Zobaczyła Kraków, pewnie go nie minie. Zobaczyła Kraków, pewnie go nie minie. I nad moją kolebką matka się schylała, matka się schylała. I po polsku patrzysz, mówić nauczała. I po polsku patrzysz, mówić nauczała. Ojcze na żywierze i skład apostolski, i skład apostolski. Jak pokaż miłować trzeba naród polski, jak pokaż miłować trzeba naród polski. Ej, płynie Wiśla, płynie po polskiej krainie, po polskiej krainie. A dopóki płynie, Polska nie zaginie. A dopóki płynie, Polska nie zaginie.
Marion Lush and his orchestra, the Over My Cradle Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, spinning all the best old-time music we can find. Everything on this show, by the way, always comes from actual phonograph records being played on genuine record players here. If you can imagine that, just think, there are young people, and they don't have to be that young, that have never played a record And you got to go back further and further to get people like that. You have 30-year-old people who never touched a phonograph record, never used a dial telephone, never heard the sound of an actual typewriter. I don't know. It's just amazing to me. But anyway, while we're talking about songs and requests and email and all that, you know, we are starting to work holiday music into the show. And I guarantee you that the Polka Week or the Polka Week. Yeah, that's it. Polka Week. The Christmas Week show will be for sure all old time music, because after all, it will be Christmas. I'm turning the pages on my calendar, if you can hear that. So I guarantee you that maybe the show the week before and the week after, too. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But if there's a Christmas song or holiday song you particularly like, you know, that you would like to hear an old-time version or whatever, by all means, drop a note in the email. We'll see if we can't find it. It's just oompahour@mail.com. And, you know, kind of a short window there to get in requests for holiday tunes. And we don't mind calling them Christmas songs. Not, you know, politically correct, you know, we got to call it, it's a holiday song, and you know, they're Christmas songs, for Pete's sake. However, I would like to point out, and I don't normally, on the other radio show I do, I'm kind of well known for my rants, and you'll see it going around on the internet, especially the little cartoons and whatnot that say, let's put Christ back in Christmas, and they want you to stop calling it Xmas, and that's a horrible commercialization of and whatever. You realize calling it Xmas goes back like 1,000 years, and that was originally, the X was the abbreviation for Christ, and commonly used for the CHRI, and the whole thing, and that was completely normal back then. It was a regular thing. It's not something they came up with in the last 50 years just to mess up Christmas. The X in Xmas has been around for 1,000 years, so just settle down, people. But anyway, more holiday slash Christmas music is coming up. In fact, Frankie Yankovic will do the Jingle Bells Polka for us in a little bit. Before we get to that, I think it's time for some Six Fat Dutchmen. In fact, my Six Fat Dutchmen warning light came on that said, it's time for a Six Fat Dutchmen record. Here's the old spinning wheel polka. Thank you. have the old spin a wheel polka, Six Fat Dutchman here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We're just one tune away from our next holiday number. You could tell I get kind of excited by playing the holiday Christmas records, can't you, huh? You can tell. But before we do that, a classic. Everybody knows the clarinet polka. I think that's another one of those records that every polka band is kind of required to do it sometime, even if you don't even have a clarinet player in the band. Seems like everybody does the clarinet polka. I'm having a terrible time with this record. I don't know if you can hear that. Hear that sound? That's me literally cleaning the record on my T-shirt because we talked about weeks and weeks ago, I had a box of records that was stored away that for whatever reason, back many years ago when I packed it, we were probably moving somewhere and I had thrown styrofoam peanuts in with the records. Do not do that. Valuable tip, because those peanuts turn into like peanut dust and the static electricity makes that styrofoam stick to the record something terrible. But I think I got it cleaned off now. We're ready to do the clarinet polka with the Ron Kurowski Orchestra.
Thank you.
Lego, Ron Kurowski Orchestra, the Clarinet Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and the time has come to play another great Christmas tune, except this is a case where I really should be calling this a holiday record, because I'm going to play the Jingle Bells Polka by Frankie Yankovic. Frank has a couple of really great Christmas albums out there, and the thing with Jingle Bells is it is not a Christmas song. It's never been a Christmas song until people started just playing it a Christmas song. Originally, specifically written to be a Thanksgiving song. So even better that we're playing it in this week's show, I think. But it was originally, we're going over the river, through the woods and all that. Jingle bells, horse knows the way, carry the sleigh, all that. We're going to grandma's house for dinner is where they're going. There's no Christmas reference in the song. Have you noticed that any songs that mention anything about winter in them suddenly become Christmas songs? I have a favorite beef with one of them. My Favorite Things is another song. It's turning up on everybody's Christmas albums. It is not a Christmas song. Sure, she mentions mittens. She mentions brown paper packages tied up with string. But you know how many packages come in the mail that are brown paper packages? All of them. It's not just at Christmas. There's no Christmas reference in it. And it's from The Sound of Music. And if you are familiar with The Sound of Music, you know that the scene in which she sings My Favorite Things is during a summer thunderstorm. All the kids are asleep, and the thunderstorm wakes them up, basically scares the dickens out of them, and she sings My Favorite Things to cheer up scared children from a thunderstorm. So not only is it not a Christmas song, it clearly, the whole place where the song came from happened in the middle of the summertime. So it doesn't make any sense. And we're not playing that song anyway, but it was just another one of my Christmas slash holiday music slash problems. So I'll just shut up now. Here's Frankie Yankovic and the Jingle Bells Polka.
Through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirit bright. Oh, what fun to ride a singing sleighing song tonight!
Whoa, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a one-horse open sleigh!
Hey!
There you go, Frankie Yankovic and the gang there, the Jingle Bells Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and I love playing Christmas records. That's all there is to it. We've got another one coming up yet from Marv Herzog and the band later on in the show, so stand by for that one. In the meantime, back to some more old-time music. We have the Impalas up next. Not that that wasn't old-time music, but you know what I mean. We have the Impalas up next. Here's the Kick the Bucket Polka.
Thank you.
kick the bucket polka there and the Impalas here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And as I promised, there is going to be one more holiday tune in the lineup for us today. In fact, it's going to be a waltz. And I felt that it would be cheating if our minimum required one waltz per show had its specification met with playing a holiday song, because holiday songs are kind of in a class by themselves. So I don't want to be playing it and count it as our waltz. So what the heck? Here's Joe Risitar and the Imperials with Broken Heart.
Sad and blue, but now you found another and left me sad and blue. My heart is aching, my heart is breaking. You got me pining for only you. My heart is aching, my heart is breaking, knowing that I must find someone new.
Joe Risitar there and his Imperials with the Broken Heart of Waltz here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, bringing you all the best old-time records we can find. Actually, genuine phonograph records, actually. Time to get a little experimental on the show today, because I have a record here that I do not remember. And there would be a slim chance that we're going to put this on. It's not even going to be an old-time record. I don't know. It's on the JJ record label, which is Lil Wally's record company, so I can't imagine that it wouldn't be an old-time record. It's Lee Morgan and the Midwesterners is who we have here. And the tune is called Swiss Chalet. So it sounds kind of classy. Let's find out.
Yeah.
And, of course, as soon as the needle hit the record, I immediately remembered it. So I got to put that in the good pile, I think. They're all in the good pile. I'm serious about that. Lee Morgan and the Midwesterners there, the Swiss Chalet here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's kind of hard to say. Swiss Chalet kind of all wants to mush together there. So, all right, one more holiday tune for you today. Happens to be presented in the form of a waltz. Marv Herzog and the band, which basically looks like most of his family. It's a great Christmas album. It's got a great... picture on the front there. Anyway, Marv Herzog of the band Christmas Greetings from Frankenmuth, Michigan is the name of the album, actually. It's from 1981, which to me doesn't sound like it was that long ago. Like, 81? I remember 81. That's 45 years ago? Is that possible? No, that's not right. 81, 91, 2001, 2000, yeah, 35 years anyway. Well, anyway, enough with the math. Here's Marv Herzog and Silver Bells on Tim's Oompa Hour.
Sidewalks dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of streetlights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene. And above all this bustle you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Well, that's what Christmas sounds like in Frankenmuth, Michigan, anyway. Marv Herzog at Silver Bells here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, bringing you the best old-time music and some of the best old-time holiday music as we get into the season here. I'm really digging the Christmas records. I think we're going to wind up ramping these up a little faster than I thought. I was going to do, like, you know, maybe three or four a show for the next couple of weeks. I don't know. I see more holiday music sneaking in here than I had planned on, because I just love Christmas music. All right, let's get back to the non-Christmas old-time music today. Earl Mitten, and that's almost a Christmas name, right? Because it's Mitten, It's not E-N, though. It's O-N, Mitten, Earl Mitten. After all, if you mention mittens and My Favorite Things becomes a Christmas song, Earl has now become a Christmas guy. Earl Mitten, here's the New Brunswick Polka. There you go, New Brunswick Polka, Earl Mitten here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and again reminding us that polkas don't have to be played on accordions and trumpets and clarinets and whatnot. Nothing like a good fiddle record every now and then, I'm telling you. We'll just keep pressing on. I may sneak in another holiday record before the show is over. I just may do that because I feel like it, frankly. On the way, we have Ray Henry and his orchestra coming up here. Before we do that, I'll tell you again about melaniesmusiclessons.com, because Melanie could teach you to play. And, you know, learning a few holiday tunes is not that horribly difficult. She could probably have you playing at the Christmas party this year if you got some time yet. So check it out. melaniesmusiclessons.com is where you get all the information. She gives accordion, piano, and electronic keyboard lessons. More than 30 years of teaching experience. And, you know, you can't do it for that long if you don't know what you're doing. You could take your first lesson for free. There is no obligation. And it's so convenient because she does it on the internet via Skype. So it's a live lesson. It's not like watching a how to play the accordion video. She's live working with you one-on-one in these lessons. It's really cool. And you can do it any place where you have internet access and any type of device that will use the Skype app, which is just about everything. So check it out. Melaniesmusiclessons.com is where you'll find all the information you need. Melaniesmusiclessons.com. Check it out. Ray Henry and his orchestra now. Here's the Red Mustache Polka.
We'll be right back.
Ray Henry and his orchestra, the Red Mustache Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. When I sat down to do the show today, I told myself three Christmas records in the show. No more, no less. I had even set three Christmas records aside to play in the show today, and I just got in a holiday spirit. I don't know what happened to me there, and I think we could probably fit in another one right about here. Here's the happy times in that good old Christmas polka.
That good old Christmas polka, the one that Grandma used to play. She'd put on the records and decorate the tree and wait for good old Santa to bring the kielbasa. Hey, whatever happened to that good old Christmas polka, the one that Grandma used to play? To that good old Christmas polka, the one Aunt Mary used to sing. She used to sing those jolly words before she lost her teeth. She found them in the ashes when they burned the wreath. Hey, whatever happened to that good old Christmas polka, the one Aunt Mary used to sing? Christmas polka, the one that Sasha used to play. He used to pick the melody upon his old guitar, but he left it in the garage one day and smashed it with his car. Hey, whatever happened to that good old Christmas polka, the one that Sasha used to play? And if you ever find it, oh, won't you let us know? We'll see that it gets played upon the radio. You'll dance around the table, 'cause it fills you up with cheer. So have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Happy times, that good old Christmas polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. That was a bonus. I'd only planned on three Christmas records in the show, and you got four today, which may have set a dangerous precedent. We'll see how this goes in the coming weeks. So just time for one more to slip it in here. I just happen to have another record sitting here ready to play, even though I had thrown in an extra Christmas record already. Let's wrap it up with Little Wally and the Harmony Boys. Here is All for Nothing.
Dziewczyno, dziewczyno, słonko nie świeciło. Kochać mnie nie chciałaś, zwodzić nie trzeba było. Kochać mnie nie chciałaś, zwodzić nie trzeba było. Siwiuśnie gołębie stale wodę piły. Com ja się napłakał, to mezy zabiły. Com ja się napłakał, to mezy zabiły. Żeby cię dziewczyno, czy pierony trzasły. Żeby ci na ślubie wszystkie świcki zgasły. Żeby ci na ślubie wszystkie świcki zgasły. Mam mamo, moja mamo, serce mi się zamkło. Klucz trzeba do niego, sam nie wiem jakiego. Klucz trzeba do niego, sam nie wiem jakiego. Szkoda Boże ciebie, szkoda Boże i mnie. Bo ja ją tak kochał, wszystko nadaremnie. Bo ja ją tak kochał, wszystko nadaremnie.
There's Little Wally and the Harmony Boys, All for Nothing, here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, and that puts a wrap on another show and officially launches the use of Christmas music in the show. I'm looking forward to that over the coming weeks. So join us again next time. More old-time Christmas music will be included in the show.
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late. Station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Have no fear, we'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!